Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Good afternoon and welcome to Homeschool Roundtable on Family Life. I'm news anchor Sarah Harnish, and with me is veteran homeschooler of five, Jessica Collins from Corning, New York. Hello there, Jessica.
Hi, Sarah.
We're going to talk for just a couple of minutes about the benefits of homeschooling as the school year wraps up. We're sitting here in June. Everybody is like a horse running for the barn, trying to finish the last few lessons of math and just looking forward to less structure and sleeping in the mornings. But I know in the back of our minds, we're asking, could I do this again? Do the benefits outweigh the sacrifice and the loss of personal freedom? So you're in a pretty unique situation because you have five children. But of those five children, you have a set of twins. And of those set of twins, you have one child with a heart condition. You also have sons, and sons can be a little bit trickier to homeschool than daughters can be. Not because they're not as smart as daughters, they absolutely are, but they learn differently. And so sometimes as moms, we feel like we're not doing as good of a job if we have a kid who wants to climb a tree rather than sit there and do an hour of worksheets. But we are doing a good job. They just learn differently. So I love your vantage point. What is probably the biggest benefit in your mind, looking back over the last 365 days, homeschooling these five kids under your roof?
I love watching them learn something. Like when they figure something out on their own, or they figure something out about themselves, like, oh my gosh, I can learn this. I do know math. I can read this really hard word. And just watching that light of recognition that I am smart, you know, cross their face, to be the one who sees that happen is such an honor and a privilege. And to have that happen in front of my face day in and day out is just a joyful experience for me. And I also love watching my older ones helping my younger ones, for them to also then share their knowledge. It's just a sweet victory because then I don't have to teach them that.
That's true. You know, we forget about it when they're babies because we get to see their first teeth come in and we get to see them take their first steps. And then they go learn multiplication elsewhere and they learn how to read somewhere else. And I remember sitting with my little guy and I felt robbed of teaching him how to read because his older four siblings were such strong readers that he just picked it up on his own. We never actually did the phonics curriculum because he just picked up a book and started putting letters together. And I'm like, wait a second, that's my right. Like, I get to sit down as your mom and teach you that. Like, you're not allowed to just figure that out on your own. Can you speak to special needs or kids who are delayed, like maybe just a child that is really good in English, but not so great at math? What's one of the benefits of homeschooling?
One of my twins, they're eight, in the hospital. So again, 8 years ago, they told us that she'd never walk and she'd never talk and she'd never eat by mouth. And kids with her condition have a really hard time grasping math and learning how to read. I actually have to keep my twins separated when we do school, because once she got math, she runs circles around her neurotypical brother. It was discouraging him because he's like, oh, I can't do this, because she was faster. To be able to empower them to realize that they can learn, to take that label and crumple it up and throw it in the trash, because every child learns differently. Even in the same family, even in the same, like a twin sibling set, everybody is going to learn differently. And I love that with homeschooling, there is no box. You can teach how your specific child learns. I've got one kid, he's 14 now, reading at a post-college graduate level. He did not read until he was 9. And then he learned by bouncing on the couch, jumping on the couch. And he learned how to read that way because that was the way he learned, was through movement and big movement and lots of it.
We've got about 60 seconds left, and I just want you to encourage the mama who's sitting at the end of her school year going, should I keep going? Should I do this again next year? Maybe this was not worth the loss of personal freedom, or, you know, maybe it was not worth the time commitment.
I love that there's time freedom. And if somebody's feeling under the weather or just not feeling the learning hard today.
Hey, they got school anyway. There's no snow days in homeschooling. There's no sick days.
No, we have nice days. We have nice days where we can take off and do school on a Saturday. I love that I'm able to do life with my kids. it makes it so much easier when they are with me all the time, because it's not like, oh, they leave and then they come back and now it's super loud and overwhelming. It's a constant learning and a constant shifting and a constant changing that is so, so, so worth it. When I look back and my 14-year-old can sit and read a book to my budding reader 6-year-old, when I was going through it, I didn't see it, but now I'm like, oh my gosh, I would not have it any other way. So worth it. But when you're looking at that mountain and all you can see is the mountain in front of your face, sometimes you have to take a step back and realize how close you are to the top of that mountain, and then you're just going to coast down the other side.